And can you please state and spell your name?
Yep, I am Levi Carr, L-E-V-I-C-A-R-R.
And can you state your position in association with MFA?
I am the one of the agricultural instructors here at Clark Central High School and FFA advisor.
Okay, so just to start off with, can you tell me a little bit about the FFA program?
Yep, so better yet, can you define what you mean by that?
Yeah, just what is FFA, like what's its purpose?
So FFA is Future Farmers of America. We are an organization that is intercurricular with the agricultural classes here at Clark Central High School and across the state. We provide a lot of leadership and career opportunities to students within the classroom setting and throughout the community and engage them in future agricultural pursuits later in life.
Awesome. So the FFA program has grown very much in size this year, and what do you think has contributed to this?
For one, I do believe that we have more students that are comfortable getting involved in extracurricular activities since the pandemic. Two, with the bonus addition to our program this year, Ms. Corson, who is our second agricultural instructor as well as FFA advisor, I think that has been a very beneficial part, an integral part to our program and key to our success here as we have grown in numbers of not only students, we needed more assistance of oversight and hands on deck with getting things planned and accurately obtained. With that, Ms. Corson's been a great deal of help. I would say that we also have one of the strongest officer teams that we've had in quite some time here at Clark Central, especially over the past couple of years, which really excites me because they are very passionate about the organization and what the organization has to offer for its students.
Awesome. How many students would you estimate are like strongly associated with FFA, and how does that compare to past years?
So, like I mentioned earlier, FFA is a intercurricular component to the agricultural classroom, meaning every student that is involved in a agricultural class is automatically an FFA member. That does not necessarily mean they have to be actively engaged in FFA opportunities outside of school, but that does mean that they are an FFA member if they are seated inside an agricultural class. So, with that being said, I would say that we've had a dramatic increase even without that student population with inside the classroom that is automatically a part of the program. I would honestly say that we have done a phenomenal job of getting students interested in the program even prior to them coming to Clark Central High School with coordination of our middle school programs, because we have a massive number of ninth graders. Matter of fact, about 75% of our students within our organization are ninth graders. That really excites us for the future of our organization as they continue to grab a hold of friends and talk with people that they are past friends with at their middle schools in transition to high school next year. So that is exciting. I would honestly say that we've seen probably a 75% increase in membership here at Clark Central High School, and I'm excited to see what more is to come.
Awesome. What has the FFA program focused on this year, and how has that played into like the increased interest?
Somewhat kind of gave this away, and again, let me just make sure that I understand your question again so I don't become repetitive, but you're asking what exactly again?
Like, what has the program focused on this year in terms of like FFA and doing things and things like that? And then, that's the first part of the question.
So not to sound like a broken record, but with the assistance of Ms. Corson here, I felt like the program has been able to do more, even if that is within the same competitions or same category of competitions. We've just been able to have more students participate in those type of events, such as last year we had a phenomenal success that a written report came out from the Odyssey over the Georgia National Fair last year, and the FFA organization here at Clark Central and their success. But I would very much like to say that we were twice as engaged this year in FFA Day at the Fair, had a lot more participation, had a lot more eagerness from our students that participated in those events, and as a result, I think the awards kind of speak for themselves with the massive amount of awards and checks and ribbons and things like that that were brought back from just that event alone. I think with the addition of Ms. Corson, she brings a new level of excitement and energy that gets our students that much more pumped up for the next event. And when I say that, I truly mean that wholeheartedly, because we have, every time we're preparing for teams and such, we find ourselves in a dilemma, because we, as a team, we only allow certain number of students to compete in those competitions, and we always have more students than what is needed for that team. So we have to have like a school-based qualification for that team, and it's been rewarding. It's kind of made our students become a bit more responsible in their studies for these competitions. And as a whole, I would like to think and even say that our students are that much more dedicated to their success through these competitions, as now that I think there's a greater emphasis as well as vision to see the primary focus of these competitions.
Awesome. How do you think the program has done with these competitions this year and just overall?
I think we have done phenomenal. I mean, it's one thing to show up for an event and be a participant. It's another to be a competitive participant. But to excel at these competitions, and especially coming from a, and I say coming from, these students coming to these competitions against rural schools as an urban school. This is an urban school district even. I think that it speaks volumes that we are able to compete and do the things that we are doing currently. The number of grand champions, the number of first place, the number of students receiving second place and third place out of the entire state, I think that has, it kind of speaks for itself. That speaks volumes, especially comparing those to rural America, where students have the opportunity that they touch and feel these things, you know, on a daily basis, and we are just mere skimming the edge of these things to get students to recognize what rural America kind of looks like, and that agriculture is still relevant and very current in urban setting, and what the need it looks like of that here at Clark Central. I think we're all still trying to find that basis, but I would say that we must be doing something right, because our students are succeeding, our students are loving it, and better yet, we are placing students in not only careers, but also colleges that are very well known, and they are passionate about the material that they are getting taught to them.
What opportunities do you think FFA provides to students?
And speaking on those opportunities, as just mentioned, I would like to think that, comparatively speaking, there is not another organization, club, that is school-based that is as large in career and as well leadership development for students. The skills that these students obtain, whether it's showing livestock and learning daily responsibilities. Maybe it's personable skills because they're having to communicate with judges one-on-one. It does things to bring them out of their so-called shell. Maybe it's communication with other students from across the state of Georgia in the barn, you know, beyond the show arena. But these competitions even allow students that the opportunity to understand what success looks like, what it took to get there to succeed, and also to feel failure and know how to pick up those failing pieces and to make them stronger, and whenever they go to compete the next time, to apply those to make it a success. I think those are some of the very few things that we can point out, as well as even in our own chapter, whenever we talk about students that are actively engaged in events here at Clark Central, such as if it's a school beautification project, there may be aspects that they had not thought about that occurs, such as a set of volunteers do not show up. What is Plan B look like for them? Just keeps these students on their toes, constantly thinking forward, constantly thinking about their future and how to engage with others and do that as successful leaders. I think there's no other program out there that can offer these kind of benefits to a student.
Awesome. Just a really quick question. When does, like, FFA meet, like, as far as the people who are actively engaged in?
Yeah. So this has been a very common question, especially here recently, as we are tremendously growing every time we hold a meeting, competition. We have that many more students come to us that are eager to get involved in some sort of way. Very first thing that I can mention is always find communication through me or Ms. Corson. That can be done face-to-face in our classroom or through email format. We are always a listening ear and try to find find ways to get students involved. Our officer team, like I mentioned earlier, is the strongest that they've ever been, and they have done the most outreach of anyone thus far that we've personally seen. But with that, I think that our students are those students are a great talking piece because they are somebody and of their same age. And somebody that they can kind of like correlate with because they are their age, but it can put a familiar face through their daily schedule. But we hold our meetings, and I say our meetings, our monthly chapter meetings, obviously monthly given in a word, but we try to hold those on Wednesdays, as we have found that probably works best for many student schedules, as well as has the least number of conflicts with other clubs and organizations here at the school. And that generally follows from 3:45 to 5:30 in the evening, just dependent on what the topic is being covered. We also try to hold, and there's flyers and posters that are sent out through social media postings as well as through hallways here at Clark Central for those dates. We also try to hold, like, community classes where community members are invited to learn different topics, and we have one that we are planning for currently. No information has been sent out for that yet. But we are probably going to do a wreath-making course or some form of floral arrangement as a community class to get not only teachers and staff members involved, but also members of our community involved inside our program as well.
Do you think that FFA is, like, a good program for anyone, no matter, like, what you're interested in or anything like that?
I would like to think that FFA, there is something for absolutely everyone. Whether you are very interested in animals, if you are interested in plants, if you have plans to become a future business leader, I think there are lots of events to cover that. Even for our Odyssey students, we have events that involve media plans and media writings. And so it's through the Ag Communications career development event, as well as we have events that cover nearly every job aspect. I mean, if you're interested in the medical field, we have veterinary type events that will prepare you and give you the skills that will be needed to even correlate with humans, because a lot of things that we do is very similar to what we utilize in, and I say we, what is utilized in the vet world is also utilized in the human medical world as well. So I think a lot of these things, it gives students those skills. We also have events that help students with public speaking, and job interviews, and just employability skills as a whole. With that, I think students have found a way to create resumes and cover letters and things that assist them in their later careers.
Awesome. How do you think you impact the FFA program here?
I think I impact the FFA program a bit different than what most ag teachers have done, or really any ag teacher has done thus far that set foot into this program. I think I bring a unique quality of what, as a son of a farmer and what rural America looked like, I'm able to bring those visions and experiences with me and provide those to those students that are interested and connect that to their daily life and explain to them the importance of these careers and how they fuel America and keep us fed with food. I would also like to say that as an agricultural educator, I felt like this was something that was instilled in me that is a true passion. Not that the teachers before me did not have the passion for this, but I too have a twin sister. Her and her husband both are ag teachers. So my wealth of and connections of networking of ag teachers is maybe that much more greater than what is set foot in the program before, which offers a unique opportunity to our students because I'm able to pull unique lessons and materials in from different regions of the United States and even across the world to provide that bit of diversity that our students are eagerly waiting for.
Awesome. So when I talked to Ms. Corson, she mentioned the national FFA competition, and was that the first time CCHS has attended the competition?
Yeah, so it was the national FFA convention, and we took a total of, I think, 9 students from Clark Central to attend that, mainly the officers, to get experience what that was like. That national platform is something that we eager for and strive for within our program, to be up on stage, and I'm sure that there are a lot of pictures can be found that Ms. Corson herself was up on that stage with her most recent school at COIL. But to give those students a vision, something to work towards, I think that is what the national level means, and the amount of connections that it and media that is presented with that, I think, is very much so needed for Clark Central FFA. With that, I would like to think that our students absolutely had a blast. I mean, talking with them. They were eager. No student has gone with me yet thus far in my 3 years here at Clark Central. And it's been quite some time since a student from Clark Central even went for national convention. So it was exciting to kind of bring back an old tradition that hopefully becomes a tradition, because we have students that continue to walk across that national platform and are getting awarded as a national finalist.
Awesome. So you mentioned a little bit about how that would impact students like in the future. What do you think the future of the FFA program here looks like?
As we've been talking about in this whole interview, I think it's pretty evident that we are ever growing, and I think that we are always going to continue to grow in size. With that, I mean, our classroom sizes, there are times that we are busting at the seams and we do not have enough seats in here for every student. So I would say in the near future, I think it would even allow for another teacher to come into the program and assist, just like as math departments with multi-teacher in one department, it would be the same as agriculture. I mean, obviously we both have me and Miss Corson, but in a third addition to that to the program would be phenomenal. With that, whether that looks like another full-time agriculture teacher here at Clark Central, I don't know. But with great benefit and of something that has been placed of high priority through Georgia FFA in the last couple of years has been a young farmer teacher. And they work in coordination with Georgia Farm Bureau and agriculture in the classroom. And they work with community members and connect the programs more directly and tie them and intertwine them through their community. Whether that was hosting more community classes, maybe being that face-to-face individual going, you know, and I say from door to door, but from local businesses and offering some assistance on behalf of Clark County School District, I think that adds a very personable touch. I think it would allow us that opportunity to connect with individuals throughout our community that may not have ties with students here inside this classroom but want to provide opportunities for students as future careers. I think that is something that we need to put more of a primary focus on.
Okay. Do you have any like direct goals or expectations for the program in the future or the remainder of this year?
We have a great focus of making sure that we continue to do the best job that we possibly can with whatever cards we are dealt with at any given point. I am very big on making sure that we stay humble, and by that meaning, don't forget where you come from. Whenever I started here at Clark Central, I felt like it was such a struggle at the beginning to get any student, which we were in a virtual format, and I know that's a bit different, but a program that has gone through dramatic change of teachers year after year after year, I think you lose those connections with those students and the opportunities that you may be able to present to them, I think is kind of lost. So I think there still needs to be a high focus on turnover here in Clark County as a whole, but if there's one stable place for anybody, whether it's inside a classroom, whether it's outside of the classroom, I want it to be FFA. Our students need our support system, and we are truly making an impact at the end of the day with the number of students that we are submitting through agricultural programs at college, careers, and interest of service learning projects within our community. I think it's being very evident that FFA is here and it's nowhere near leaving anytime in the future.
Yes, that's awesome. Okay, I just have one final question. What do you have any like events or major things that are coming up for the program in the winter or the spring season?
We are getting close to start putting out information for our fall plant sale, with such as our pansies, snapdragons, our winter flowers and plants will be sold, as well as, like I mentioned before, potential community class, whether that would be in the vision of a wreath-making course or a floral design class. I don't know which yet, but regardless, we would like for those things to be a success.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we didn't cover?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
I really